The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 11, Nature of His Voice. Distinct Enunciation. Jesus is our example. His voice was musical and was never raised in high, strained notes while he was speaking to the people. He did not speak so rapidly that his words were crowded one upon another in such a way that it made it difficult to understand him. He distinctly enunciated every word, and those that heard his voice bore the testimony that never man spake like this man. A calm, earnest, musical voice. By loving words and by works of mercy, Christ bore down old traditions and man-made commandments, and presented the love of the Father in its exhaustless fullness. His calm, earnest, musical voice fell like balm on the wounded spirit. Love in his tone. His tender compassion fell with a touch of healing upon weary and troubled hearts. Even amid the turbulence of angry enemies, he was surrounded with an atmosphere of peace. The beauty of his countenance, the loveliness of his character, above all, the love expressed in look and tone, drew to him all who were not hardened in unbelief. Had it not been for the sweet, sympathetic spirit that shone out in every look and word, he would not have attracted the large congregations that he did. As music to the ear. The Savior's voice was as music to the ears of those who had been accustomed to the monotonous, spiritless preaching of the scribes and Pharisees. He spoke slowly and impressively, emphasizing those words to which he wished his hearers to give special heed. Old and young, ignorant and learned, could catch the full meaning of his words. This would have been impossible had he spoken in a hurried way and rushed sentence upon sentence without a pause. The people were very attentive to him, and it was said of him that he spoke not as the scribes and Pharisees, for his word was as of one who had authority. Natural key. Had he raised his voice to an unnatural key, the pathos and melody of the human voice would have been lost, and much of the force of the truth destroyed. Sweet melody in his voice. In my younger days, I used to talk too loud. The Lord has shown me that I could not make the proper impression upon the people by getting the voice to an unnatural pitch. Then Christ was presented before me, and his manner of talking, and there was a sweet melody in his voice. His voice, in a slow, calm manner, reached those who listened, and his words penetrated their hearts, and they were able to catch on to what he said before the next sentence was spoken. Some seemed to think they must race right straight along, or else they will lose the inspiration, and the people will lose the inspiration. If that is inspiration, let them lose it, and the sooner the better. Christ, a speech teacher for his disciples. If the voice is toned right, if it has solemnity, and is so modulated as to be even pathetic, it will produce a much better impression. This was the tone in which Christ taught his disciples. He impressed them with solemnity. He spoke in a pathetic manner. Tears in his voice. He fearlessly denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, but tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. Voice as the trump of God. Into the busy world, filled with the din of commerce and the altercation of trade, where men were trying selfishly to get all they could for self, Christ came, and above the confusion, his voice, like the trump of God, was heard. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Clear, ringing voice in the temple. His eye sweeps over the multitude, taking in every individual. His form seems to rise above them in commanding dignity, and a divine light illuminates his countenance. He speaks, and his clear, ringing voice the same that upon Mount Sinai proclaimed the law that priests and rulers were transgressing, is heard echoing through the arches of the temple. Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. A unique voice. They beheld the hands and feet marred by the cruel nails. They recognized his voice, like no other they had ever heard. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat?